We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Sooner Football has been brought to you by OG&E. We energize life. And by State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Drake Stoops checks in and goes in motion. They go four wide. Back to pass Rattler for the first time. Fakes left. Throws right to Stevenson. Cuts it up. Has room. 30. 35. First down across the 40. Breaks the tackle to the 50. Cuts midfield. 45. 40. He's coming near side. 35. And he's brought down at the 30-yard line. The first big play of the night. Ramondre Stevenson. From the 9. Rattler. Keeps it. Runs left to the 10. Sets up the defender. Cuts inside. Into the end zone. Spencer Rattler. Touchdown. And the Sooners strike first in Bedlam. It is over in Norman and the Sooners win it tonight. Final score 41-13. This is the Bud Light postgame show. Whenever there's a Sooner game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly. Lincoln Riley's team looked like they were shot out of a cannon tonight. When they took the field, they burst out to a 21-0 first quarter lead. Offense went dormant in the second and third quarters, but when they needed it in the fourth, it came alive again. A couple of more Rattler touchdown passes, a brilliant trick play to Jeremiah Hall from 30 yards, and a fourth down gamble to Theo Weiss from 31. And Teddy and Gabe, the Sooners looked very good tonight.
I'll tell you what they looked. They looked balanced. This is one of the more balanced teams that we've seen at Oklahoma in a long time. We've had defense that has played good in spurts and in moments and in different areas whenever we absolutely needed it. But this defense over the last couple of weeks has turned into a dominant type of team. Fantastic. Forced a couple of field goals in areas whenever they Oklahoma State looked like they were threatening. Turnover there by Agwebu on a really nice play there at Mike Backer. Late, Oklahoma State was trying to threaten and get in the end zone to try and make something happen, and they just wouldn't yield. So I just think that the ability to run the football has come on strong. Defensively, we've come on strong. We've gotten better at special teams. It's turned into a really good football team.
Gabe, what'd you think?
I completely agree with Ted. I mean, that was a really complete performance. Now, it didn't go perfectly offensively, but Oklahoma State's defense has been really solid all year long. And OU just put 41 on them. I mean, this isn't a defense that has given up a ton of points. And I know the run game didn't get going in that first half, but I do want to give Lincoln Riley credit. Sometimes play callers get discouraged by that and they go away from it. He stuck with it in the second half, and those body blows started adding up, and that defensive line for Oklahoma State got a little worn down, and then you started seeing some of those more explosive runs from Ramondre Stevenson. But I am so impressed with this Oklahoma defense. And I know Oklahoma State's not very good on the offensive line. I understand that. I understand they're missing guys. I understand Tevin Jenkins went out early in this football game. But that was dominance for the majority of the game at the line of scrimmage. I mean, you saw Oklahoma State. Whatever their game plan was early, they had to abandon it because they got behind and they just could not get any movement at the line of scrimmage offensively. This defensive line for Oklahoma continues to play at an extremely high level. And I think the way that they're playing has rubbed off on the linebackers, the secondary, that group. And I know they play a lot of guys, but that is a confident group. And guys, I don't know about you, but I don't remember a defense in the last couple of years seeing them play that confidently. And Teddy, you know better than anyone, confidence is key. And that group on the defensive side of the ball for the Sooners, they got it right now.
Sooners hold the Cowboys, Chuba Hubbard, Desmond Jackson, LD Brown and gang to 78 yards rushing tonight total. And they hold the quarterbacks to 15 of 40 throwing the football. An impressive effort by Alex Grinch's team tonight. We got much more to talk about, all the stats to look at. Chris Plank's headed to the locker room to chat with Lincoln Riley and the victorious Sooners. Final score, 41-13. Sooners win it. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College. It is a play action, back to pass, Rattler. Down the middle, looking for Mims. He dives and he caught it! Wow! Sooners nose on the red zone, leading 7-0. Rattler rolls right, looking, lobs. Henderson turns the corner. He's got room. Touchdown! Mikey Henderson! And the Sooners come out in bedlam and throw a right punch and a left. They're up 13-0. We'd like to take a moment to recognize and welcome back to the Sooner Network, KGLC. 100.9 FM, once again, your radio home for Oklahoma Sooners football, men's basketball, and coaches shows in Northeast Oklahoma. KGLC 100.9 FM is owned by longtime broadcaster Larry Hiestand. Thank you for bringing Oklahoma sports back to your four-state listening area, Larry. Hey, how would you like to be able to listen to us while synced up to your TV in the comfort of your own home? Many, many Sooner fans did it tonight. You can, too. Go to syncmygame.com. to find out how. 41-13, the Sooners have won Bedlam, and it's our final segment with Gabe Eichert. Gabe, give me a two or three guys that really stood out to you tonight.
Well, I first would just like to point out that, you know, it's been a weird year for all of us. You know, it's been a weird year for the Sooners. You know, the early losses, that's out of the ordinary, but isn't it nice to just have some normalcy in our lives? And that's Oklahoma beating Oklahoma State. It feels so normal. It's so fantastic. It just makes me so happy. But I do think I it's hard to single out guys defensively. I thought a lot of guys played well. I thought Trey Brown was very aggressive, played very well in coverage. Ronnie Perkins continues to be an absolute problem at the line of scrimmage for teams. And then offensively, Theo Weiss, right? This is a guy that it seemed like he had just disappeared early in the year. And now he just continues to make big plays for this football team. Had a couple touchdowns tonight, and he's just playing with a different confidence when I watch him play. And he's continuing to produce for this football team. And then I thought Spencer Rattler played a really nice game. Didn't put the ball in bad spots, made good decisions, was extremely efficient. I thought he brought good energy to the field, good energy to the sideline, and just played a really composed football game in his first Bedlam. So those were the two guys offensively. And then Ramondre Stevenson, of course, he just wears on you. That is a big physical back. And I'll give Oklahoma State some credit. They bottled him up early, but eventually the dam was going to break, and that's exactly what happened. It was just I continue to think about the game in its entirety and just such a complete performance for Oklahoma. I mean, offense, defense, really good special teams play as well. And that's about as complete performance as we've seen from this football team all season, guys.
Gabe, great job tonight. Stay healthy this week, my friend, so we can go to Morgantown with you. Should be a fun one next Saturday.
I plan on seeing no one, so don't worry about me.
See if you can get that cable fixed or whatever the issue is.
Oh, you
there.
Just had to bring that up.
Well,
26 days.
I know, I
26 days of interrupted service.
All right, all right. Mercy is ready to keep you and your whole team playing and feeling your best. Find a Mercy primary care provider near you at mercy.net/OUfans. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. Teddy, we're getting ready to go to commercial break, but I got good news for you. Pizza Hut, as an industry leader in innovation, has blazed a trail once again and partnered with Beyond Meat to bring you the Beyond Pan Pizza. Our Italian Beyond sausage is made entirely from plants using a plant-based protein that is so meaty you have to taste it to believe it. You believe it? I'm going to let you taste it during this commercial break.
I believe
Pizza Hut has just delivered us some of their brand new Beyond Meat pizza. It is here for a limited time. We'll give you a review because we're starving. Sooners win at 41-13. We'll recap the scoring for you next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Play action. Sanders throws. Knocked down. Knocked up. Is it picked off? Diving attempt made. And it's caught. David Aguebu, a diving pick. And the Sooners have turned him over. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies Patriot of the Game at patriot.pacs.ou.edu. The OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies, bringing the Sooner family to you. Wherever you are, degrees online, on-site, on your schedule. Time now for our post-game interview with head coach Lincoln Riley, brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Sooners win Bedlam 41-13. Here's Chris Plank.
All right, thanks a lot. Toby here with Coach Lincoln Riley. Coach, congratulations. A complete performance. And this team came out inspired and played with a lot of energy early, didn't it?
Yeah, we did. You know, I thought we really fed off the crowd, man. I give our crowd a ton of credit, you know, for only having 25% in there. It felt like a hell of a lot more than that. I mean, it was awesome. So, man, great job by the crowd, a lot of buildup. I thought we surged, really played great as a team early, kind of withstood a little bit of a run from them there at the end of the half. And then just really controlled the game, especially defensively in the second half. We were awesome. Then finally got loose there offensively and got back on track at the end. So just a tremendous team win. That's a good football team. You know, and to beat them like we did here, you know, it was a really, really good performance by our guys.
What was the key to getting that running game back on track? Because you never gave up on it, and it really started to roll with Ramondre.
Yeah, we were close the whole way. We had some good ones early, and then just made a couple mistakes through that. And they're good. I mean, they're a good defense. They're going to make their plays too. But we felt like we were close the whole night and eventually started getting loose there.
Mention the defense. Just that defensive line continues to create havoc, doesn't it?
Yeah, they were good. You know, again, we did a nice job in the run game. You know, had a chance to make them a little bit one-dimensional, you know, which is great defenses normally find a way to do that. And then, you know, we did a pretty good job in the throw game too. We didn't let Wallace get loose much, which that was, you know, he's such a good player that I thought we did a pretty decent job on him and just played really good team defense.
I got to say, Teddy was talking about it. Gabe was talking about it. Quarterback steps to the left, snap to Ramondre. I didn't even know who had the football, and it was one of the more brilliantly designed touchdown pass plays I've ever seen, Coach. Do we have a name for that? That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's called the Godfather.
Okay. I like it. But you were creative in everything you were able to do in the offense tonight.
Yeah, it was hit at the right time, and you know, those either look great or terrible. That one ended up looking pretty good.
Speaking of that, I mean, I know everyone asks, and we're always curious, how do you think Spencer handled tonight coming off the bye week?
No, he played really well. Yeah. One of his better games, in control all night. You know, big-time game, big-time environment. He showed he was certainly up to the challenge.
And then fourth down, you know, you take a shot on Theo, and he makes a heck of a catch, two touchdown receptions for him tonight. Yeah. I mean, these receivers really stepped up.
They did. Made some real competitive plays. I thought the guys did a good job. They blocked well on the perimeter. That's why we were able to take some of those runs that might have been 10 or 15 yards and pop a few of them. So I thought our receivers really competed well.
All right, final thought, and I'll let you get out of here. It's a big win overall. You come off a bye, and it can always be challenging during this time, but team handled it well. How do you feel about where this team is now going forward with two games left in the
regular
season?
I'm excited. Wish we had more games. You know, I'm excited. I love the way we're playing and competing and improving as a team. And, you know, we have a real tough test going up to Morgantown. We know the kind of challenge that'll be. So we're going to have to be ready to go play our best.
Godfather. I like that. That's got to stick. Thanks, Coach. Congratulations.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Link.
Lincoln Riley, our post-game interview presented by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, reminding you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together we can end DUI. Godfather.
I don't know what that's in reference to, but I like it.
That's a play that I need to see again a couple of times. I need to watch the diagram of the play. So that was pretty
good. That's fantastic.
How was the pizza?
It was good.
Beyond Meat Pizza Hut pizza, plant-based. Pretty good, man. That's hard to tell. It's different.
It's really good. I'm thinking about going vegan, Toby.
That, if you didn't know, you wouldn't know. That was really good. I speak highly of the Beyond Meat Pizza Hut pizza, and we will definitely devour all of it before this post-game show is over, I promise you. Check it out at Pizza Hut for a limited time only. We'll recap the scoring next. Sooners win at 41-13 in Bedlam. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College. Rattler back shoulder. Weese, touchdown! T. Weezy, so easy! Your OG&E power play of the game tonight. Theo Weese's first touchdown of two tonight. First touchdown of the year. OG&E, we energize life. Looking for more college football action following our broadcast? Check out the College Football Blitz by going to the College Sports Now channel on the free TuneIn app. It's the college football audio version of the NFL Red Zone every Saturday from noon to midnight Eastern. Just search College Sports Now on the TuneIn app to find the College Football Blitz. Sooner fans, be sure to catch Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, every Thursday night, 7 p.m. on the Sooner Sports Radio Network and Sooner Sports TV. Oklahoma wins Bedlam tonight, 41-13. Here's how the scoring unfolded. Sooners on their opening possession of the night. Cowboys deferred. Sooners got the ball first, and they went right down the field, lickety-split. Spencer Rattler, 9-yard touchdown run, made it 7-0 OU. They forced a three and out by the Cowboys. Three and backwards, actually. Sooners got it back down the field again. Rattler to Mikey Henderson from 20 yards out. 14-0 Sooners. On the ensuing drive, David Agwebu, a fantastic play, Teddy. He deflects the pass and then made a diving interception. What an athletic
play. No, it was great. Coming off the edge there, it was an RPO from Oklahoma State, and Sanders pulled it out and was going to throw that little slant there in behind the backers. And Agwebu gets his paw on it, and then, you know, it didn't go straight up and down and come right back down to him. He has to locate the ball in the air and makes a play where he has to run to it, dive, and get his two hands underneath it before it hits the ground. Just all around incredibly athletic play, and shows you why you like that length and that size there at Mike Backer.
Sooners took over on the plus 20-yard line and immediately cashed in. 9-yard pass you just heard from Rattler to Weese. It was 21-0 OU halfway through the first quarter. Cowboys finally got on the board after Spencer Sanders was apparently knocked out of the game. Shane Illingworth came in, threw a 15-yard touchdown pass to Logan Carter. 21-7 Sooners after one. Sooners opened the second quarter with a field goal. 40-yarder from Berkich made it 24-7. Next drive, he added a 29-yarder to make it 27-7. Cowboys then got two field goals of their own before half. 38-yarder from Brady Pohl, followed by a 37-yarder, and the Sooners led 27-13 at the break. Third quarter had no scoring. There was a missed field goal, missed 43-yarder in there by Berkich, but neither team tallied in the third. Sooners, though, on the second play of the fourth quarter, The 30-yard Godfather trick play from Spencer Rattler to Jeremiah Hall made it 34-13. Then, after Mike Gundy punts on fourth down in Sooner territory, down 21 in the fourth, Sooners take over on their own one and go 99 yards. On fourth and four, Rattler hits Theo Weiss wide open, a 31-yard touchdown. They lead it 41-13. Cowboys went down the field, got first and goal from the two, but couldn't get in. Sooners turn them over on downs, and that's how it finished. Final score tonight, Oklahoma 41 and Oklahoma State 13. The Sooners improved to 6-2 on the year, 5-2 in the Big 12. Cowboys fall to 5-2, and they are now 4-2 in conference play. We'll take a break. We'll hear from David Agwebu next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Their own 49, Sanders wants to throw under pressure. He's thrown down like a rag doll. Perkins took the ball away from him, and Sanders is hurt. And then Ronnie Perkins chunks the football toward the Cowboys sideline. Wow. And now Sanders gets in the face of Perkins. I mean, Ronnie Perkins grabbed Spencer Sanders and flung him to the ground. And Sanders is leaving the game. Second and eight, handoff. Caught in the backfield. Perkins throws LD Brown to the ground. Ronnie Perkins, a one-man rodeo tonight. 41-13, Sooners win it. We were just talking last segment about David Agwebu, that unbelievable interception in the first quarter. He's downstairs with Chris Plank.
But got to talk about the play, man. Tipped it. No doubt in your mind that you had that pick early, right?
Yes, sir.
Take me through what you saw.
Well, just my keys told me, get down to the line of scrimmage, and then I see the quarterback through the ball. I reached my hand out, and I felt that I tipped it at first. I thought it was behind me. I almost did a full 180, and I saw the ball at the corner of my eyes. I just knew I had to reach out for it. And as soon as I caught it, I knew there was no doubt in my mind that I was going to stand as a catch.
For you, we've seen you start now back-to-back games. What's the confidence level for you, David? You made that tough shift outside to the inside. Teddy Lehman talks about just the challenges of that. How confident are you out there right now?
My confidence is way up right now, but I don't think it's only just for me. It's from the other backers in the room, Coach Odom. I got to give them all the thanks because, I mean – if it was just me, I wouldn't be very confident playing as a linebacker position. Like, we went a couple games into the season, I still wasn't so sure about it. But they're the ones that boost my confidence. They're the ones that let me know that I'm the man for the job.
That's awesome. A couple more quick ones, I'll let you get out. You have Chuba Hubbard and LD Brown, two of the best running backs in this league, and an impressive rushing attack. But you guys completely shut it down. What kind of keyed that for you?
Just how we prepared throughout the week. We faced a lot of great backs in the past, and as you know, our school got some great backs, and we go up against them every day. So I just think our preparation leading up to it was great.
All right, and then obviously the defense has found another level. What's the preparation? I mean, practice has got to be just incredible with the good on good right now. What is that preparation like?
It's just very high up-tempo stuff. Like you said, it's good on good, so there's no time to be going through the motions at practice because you're going to get exposed, you know. So with that good on good at practice, it just shows how much it's beneficial to us on Saturdays.
David, this team is playing very well. For you personally, what's the key now going forward to continue to carry on this momentum?
I think the key is not getting complacent or not getting, staying hungry. Keep practicing hard the way we do. Should take care of the rest.
That inside back of room is pretty amazing right now between yourself and Deshaun White and Asamoah. Witter's playing a little bit. Mm-hmm. You guys got a lot of depth in there now, don't you?
Definitely. We are some great playmakers. Like, I love those guys. You know, like I said, I really wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Like, they laid down the foundation for all this, and I just took it around.
Congrats on the win, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks,
David Agwebu, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, and OU Athletics have teamed up to recognize outstanding teachers in our classrooms and communities. Visit OUTeacherOfTheGame.com to nominate your teacher to be honored at an OU football game and win $1,000. Did you know that right now GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit GEICO.com to learn more. Sooners win Bedlam 41-13. Spencer Rattler standing by when we come back. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Yeah.
First and 10 from the 45, handoff Ramondre. Over the left side, he's got a goal. Makes a cut, 40, 35, and he's caught from behind. Oh, Agbamiga got him at the 30, or he was gone. The last guy clipped him at the 30. Now they move over. Rattler does direct snap to Ramondre. Hands to Rattler, fakes the pitch, throws it out to Jeremiah Hall. The Bullfrogs got a touchdown. How about that call? The maestro from Mule Shoe dialed that one up. Wow. This is the Bud Light postgame show. Whenever there's a Sooner game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly. Sooner fans, be sure to catch Sooner Football 2020 with Lincoln Riley, presented by Integris Heart Hospital. Log on to Soonersports.com for airtimes on Sooner Sports TV. One of the guys that played great tonight, Spencer Rattler. Teddy, I'll be interested to get your thoughts on his game. Well, let's hear from him first. Here's Rattler downstairs with Chris.
All right, thanks a lot, guys, down here with Spencer Rattler. First of all, first Bedlam as a starter. How'd it feel? What was it like for you?
It was a fun environment, you know, being out there with my guys. We made a lot of big plays, executed a lot of, you know, good drives, and it was a fun game.
What did you feel like was the key to – we were talking to Coach about this, but it's not as if the running game ever stalled, but it wasn't as successful in the middle of the game as it was early. What was the key to getting it back on track?
You know, I'd say our overall offense wasn't really, you know, doing what we should have been doing for that part of the game, but, you know, we just, you know, stayed to the script, and it started to work out for us. So.
Yep. You have a lot of confidence in your offensive line right now. And there was a few times where you got pressured, but what have you seen from them in their continued growth together?
Oh, man, I couldn't be more appreciative for them. I mean, they had a great game tonight. Some of those pressures, you know, it ended up just being, you know, a bad call or just a mixed, you know, I could have stayed in the pocket longer, but no. I mean, they played a great game. They always do great, so shout out to them.
So for you, the challenge of staying in the pocket longer, is that just is that experience, more tape study?
I got a clock in my head, so, like, you know, if it's going 1, 2, 3, I feel like at 3 I got to get out at some point or something's going to happen. So, I mean, it's worked out for me, you know.
I think it's worked out pretty well for you so far, Spencer. Hey, take me through the first drive. I know this is going back a bit, but you get Stogner's out, yep. So Braden Willis comes in, yep. And you get him involved early, mm-hmm. And then Marvin Mims makes a spectacular catch. What was kind of the key on that first drive to get the passing game going?
Oh, we were just, you know, we saw the look they had, and we called the play that we've been practicing for these last 2 weeks leading up to this game, and we executed it just like we wanted. And, you know, Brady had a great catch, Marvin had a great catch. It was a little fun run at the end of the first drive.
How about Theo? A couple touchdown passes, his first two of the season. Again, you know, we watch from afar, but it really seems like your guys' chemistry grows every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he texted me earlier today. He's like, I got you tonight. I said, all right, expect the ball. So, you know, I threw him the rock, and he played very well. You know, had a couple tugs.
When that running game gets going like it did late third and into the fourth quarter, what's that confidence like whenever you guys are out there? What's that mentality like?
Oh, it's just a breath of fresh air for the whole offense, you know. When you know, got Mondre and TJ just breaking these runs and, you know, getting us big, you know, yards. So, especially on that 99-yard drive we had, that was a big, you know, starting run for us. It's just a breath of fresh air.
Nine plays, 99 yards, sealed the deal. Hey, before I let you go, kind of the same question I'll ask Ramondre and Ronnie. How you feel about where this team is now going forward with just two games left, and you guys control your own destiny for the Big 12 championship game?
You know, I feel very confident. You know, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys. You know, we got West Virginia in front of us and then a game after that, so we're just taking it day by day, game by game at this point.
Congrats on the win, man.
Thank you.
Great job, Spencer.
Spencer Rattler goes 17 for 24 tonight, 301 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. It is the 6th most yards passing for a Sooner quarterback in Bedlam history, tied for the 2nd most touchdowns for a Sooner quarterback in Bedlam history. How'd you feel like the young Rattler played tonight, Ted?
I thought he was great. You know, it was it's one of those games where the way your defense is playing, you can settle in as a quarterback with confidence, and you don't feel like you have to win every single series, every single throw. You've got a much larger margin for error than you've had in the past, and you can just settle in and kind of take the game as it comes. I think he's showed a lot of poise and a lot of maturity in allowing that to kind of take place for him.
Maybe it's Spencer Rattler, but be thinking about your mid-first bank
player of the game. I'm going to ask you for that next segment. Sooner Football brought to you by Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money. When we come back, let's hear from Shane Beamer tonight. Sooners win Bedlam 41-13. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner Football has been brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, farm fresh for over 50 years. Coca-Cola, no matter your favorite meal, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Serve with a Coca-Cola. Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. And by Professional Turf Products. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
41-13, the final tonight of Bedlam. Sooners win it. Hey, Sooners fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards. Listen to Sooner Sports Talk presented by AT&T with head coach Lincoln Riley Tuesdays from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in Norman. It's at 7 p.m. every Tuesday night. Sooners win it tonight. Shane Beamer standing by downstairs with Chris Plank.
All right, guys, we're here with Shane Beamer. Man, we had Jeremiah Hall on this week, and we kind of joked every single time they drop a play where the H-backs are involved, you expect to score. And he says, yeah, something like that. Man, that was cool. A couple really cool plays tonight. But just in general, overall, this offense, how'd you feel about the way it performed?
It was good. Obviously, really started fast, came out the gates flying around defensively, offensively, special teams. It was fun to watch. The crowd was amazing early in the game. I know, like, some of the players with Sid, 25,000 people sure sounded like 80 tonight, and it was certainly an advantage for us out there. So thanks to Sooner Nation for that. But, yeah, it was great to get off to a great start against those guys and then to be able to finish like we did in the fourth quarter as well.
Finish. That was the word I heard quite a bit. What have you seen in this team over the last 4 or 5 weeks that has really helped improve its ability to finish and be a better fourth quarter team?
I think, you know, the fact we all know we didn't play well in the fourth quarter early in the season in some games and games we had leads in that we didn't finish the deal. And we've got to be we're a four-quarter team. We're a great condition team, and we need to be out there finishing games. And it's important to us with the players we have. We need to be able to do that. And to be able to do that tonight, running the ball, to go 99 yards like we did to get a touchdown was awesome. To see Mikey Henderson get that last play on that third down and run over a bunch of guys for a first down. You know, we got a bunch of guys on offense, defense, and special teams all supporting each other. And I got three great ones in my room and a fourth one that we didn't have out there tonight in Austin Stogner. I'm fortunate to have those guys involved in a lot of different roles.
How would you describe Mikey Henderson? I mean, is there anything he can't do?
He missed some blocks out there, so we'll say that for one. He a couple issues on some inside zone plays. We didn't get the backside cut off, so that's certainly something we got to correct. But no, he's it's important to him. He's learning more and more about the offense where we feel comfortable putting him in, and he's just one of those guys. When you put him in the game, he produces. The little catch that he had made out of the backfield. I mean, he's caught that so many times this year, and we're going to keep throwing it to him, and then the ability to, hand the ball off to him. And then there were times tonight where we had him and Mondre in the backfield at the same time, and that's about 470 pounds of mass coming at you when you combine the weights of those two guys coming at you in the backfield.
You know, sometimes whenever a running game or passing game might struggle, you'll see coaches that'll go away from it. This staff never really does that. The running game might have struggled for a few drives, but you guys never went away from it. Is that just the confidence that, hey, it's going to come around?
Yeah, eventually we know we'll click. And some of those runs that we had tonight that didn't look good early, there were reasons for that. And it's not necessarily the offensive line or the running back. Some were. Some were the tight ends not doing a great job on their run block, and some was the receivers on the perimeter. So when we came in at halftime, it wasn't like we sat there and said anything wasn't working. I mean, we essentially ran the same plays offensively in the second half that we did in the first half.
Overall, you've been around some really good football teams. This team has had to overcome some adversity. What's impressed you about the way this team has come together?
Great question. I think it's just the way we enjoy being around each other and the way they come to work. They're just so, knock on wood, they take care of business, they're mature. You see a lot of issues with COVID across the country, and our guys have done a great job of handling it. And it's a, you know, let's face it, it's a grind mentally each and every day with testing three times a week, wearing masks in every single meeting that we're in, wearing masks on the practice field. But they're very professional. We got great leadership. We're all pointing in the right direction and having a lot of fun supporting each other and really still feel like there's a lot of great football still in front of us and a lot better that we can play as well.
I test once a week, and I'm nervous, so I can't even imagine what it's like three times a week. I know it's late. I'll let you go on this, Coach. Key going forward now to continue this momentum.
Well, we obviously got a tough road game next week up in Morgantown, and they're playing really good football. They had they were off today, I believe, so they've had 2 weeks to get ready for us, and they're playing really good football. So I think for us is just continuing to get better as well as we played tonight and to dominate your in-state rival like we did. There's a lot to build on, but we can certainly look at the video tomorrow and Monday with the players and realize there were so many things out there that we didn't do well, and that's exciting that as well as we played tonight, we can be so much better as well, and looking forward to doing it again next week.
Congrats on the win, Coach. Good luck next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Shane. That was awesome, bud.
Shane Beamer. I like that guy a lot. I hope he's here at OU for a long time, but he's not going to be. He's going to be a head coach somewhere, and maybe really soon. I need a mid-first bank player of the game tonight, Ted.
Ronnie Perkins. Take Ronnie Perkins. I know there was a bunch of guys that played well offensively, but I thought the performance the defense put together was incredibly special. And Ronnie Perkins, you know, he had two sacks. He had the tackles for loss. But what he does on a snap-in, snap-out basis, you can't really quantify it in a box score or on a stat sheet. He creates so much penetration. He creates so much for other players, other defensive linemen with one-on-ones and being able to fall in and get a sack where the quarterback had to step up because of what he did. This defense has noticeably changed for the better since he's been playing football here with us this season.
Ronnie Perkins, tonight's MidFirst Bank player of the game. MidFirst Bank, premier partner of OU Athletics and your exclusive home for the OU credit and debit cards. Go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. And on cue, we got Ronnie Perkins coming up next. Before we go to break, though, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Sooners make it 6 in a row in Bedlam. They win it tonight 41-13 over the Cowboys. We'll hear from our MidFirst Bank player of the game, Ronnie Perkins, on the other side of this break. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner Football has been brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelter.com. And by Taco Mayo, fresh ingredients built to order. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money. Also brought to you in part by Pizza Hut and by Raising Cane's. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. You can send your questions to AskSooners@OU.edu or tweet them to @OUOnTheAir. It's time to talk Sooner football.
Stevenson and Hall flanking Rattler. Hand to Stevenson up the middle. Has a hole to the 5, to the 10. Cuts to the 15, to the 20. Veers back 25. Runs over a guy out to the 30. Ram, bam. And then he walks over the top of it. Rattler now ready again. He's got it. Going to throw. Straight drop. Lobs toward the end zone. Weeks wide open. 5. Touchdown. On fourth down. Stop on by your hometown Whataburger and try their one-of-a-kind patty melt with 2 all-beef patties, grilled onions, Monterey Jack cheese, and their famous creamy pepper sauce. All on Texas toast. It's like telling your taste buds how much you love them. Ronnie Perkins downstairs with Chris Plank. Sooners win Bedlam tonight.
All right, he was one of the biggest difference maker on defense tonight and led the game in ragdoll tackles. He is Ronnie Perkins, who joins us. Ronnie, first and foremost, man, congratulations. The energy that this team started with tonight, what was the key behind that? What kind of keyed this just explosion out the gates?
I probably just could say, we heard a lot of talking throughout this week, man, who was the best defense in the Big 12. So I feel like we had a chip on our shoulder the whole week to go prove who was the best, and felt like we played like we was the best in the conference.
You know, you were able to have a lot of success early. And what was it like whenever the quarterback gets back in your face whenever that whole situation happened? You're pretty smart about getting away from things, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I like to start stuff and then get out of it when the refs come up. But it's just a fun time just to know I'm in the quarterback head, man, just to mess with him, get him off his game any way I can.
How key was it to be able to get that pressure early and completely eliminate a running game with two really good backs tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a non-factor with Chuba Hubbard and L.D. Brown.
I think it's just a credit to our D-line, man, just playing all out. Actually, the front seven, man, playing all out, flying to the ball, and definitely the guys on the back end taking care of their business. So it was just good complimentary football on the defense.
There you go, the complimentary football side of things. What's kind of key to everyone playing together as well as they have right now?
Man, it's just I just feel like, man, the way we all out there playing for each other, man, it's bigger than ourselves, and I think we all kind of understand that, so we playing for each other.
How about the energy the crowd created tonight? I mean, I know there's not 80 grand in there, but holy smokes, man.
Yeah, it felt like it, man. It was crazy, shoot. I love that. If we could do that every week, I would.
All right, now going forward, what's the key to continue to carry on this momentum next week?
Man, not getting complacent. Keep working, man. That's all it is. If we just keep working, keep our head on the swivel, I feel like we'll do a great job, man. Finish the season out in a good way.
Yeah, and, you know, it was kind of tough at times because they'd have a few successful plays and then you get a penalty, but you guys never really got frustrated. No one ever turned on anyone. What's kind of key to that? Leadership? Your leadership?
Yeah, it's definitely leadership. I wouldn't even say it's just mine. It's probably everybody that's standing each other here, man. Stop giving them penalties, because the penalties really what helped them put 13 on the board. So if we just stop giving them penalties, we could help ourselves a whole lot, you know, keeping points off the board.
Hey, congrats on the win, man. Always dig talking to you, Ronnie. Good luck in Morgantown.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
He likes to start things steady and then get out of it.
Smart. I love that. That's very smart. You go in, you frustrate some people, you get things going a little bit, try
that
and get some
retaliation.
That
sounds like you on your radio show every day.
And then slide out the back door.
Let's start to take a look at final stats brought to you by Taco Mayo Fresh Max. We'll look at the team stats this segment. OU, 191 rushing yards, 301 through the air. They ran 68 plays tonight, 492 yards. They ended up, Teddy, averaging 4.3 yards per carry, which isn't great, but it was at like 1.2 in the third quarter. So it shows you what they did late.
Yeah, you know, I thought they were great. And, you know, they hit on a couple of big plays whenever they needed it. You thought, okay, Lincoln is going to not necessarily take the foot off the gas, but, you know, just keep it a little bit conservative, stay with their traditional running game. And then they hit on a couple of big plays. You know, he ran the trick play. But really the play I thought that kind of changed everything for the game was that big play on first and 10 from the 1 yard line by Ramondre coming out. That was huge. That changed that percentage there, because they had started to dial in a little bit on our running game. But that was a big one for us, and that kind of broke their will defensively.
Cowboys, 78 total rushing yards tonight. They averaged 2.8 yards per carry. They threw for 168. 68 plays for the Cowboys on offense, exact same number as OU, but only 246 total yards. Sooners won the time of possession by almost 10 minutes tonight. Neither team great on third downs. OU 4 of 12, Cowboys 3 of 14. Sooners went 2 for 2, though, on fourth downs. OSU 1 for 2. And 4 sacks for the OU defense tonight. The Cowboys tallied 3. We'll pick it up with some individual numbers, and we'll hear from Ramondre Stevenson coming up. Sooners win at 41-13. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Sanders has it, looks left, throws the fade pattern to Jelani Woods again. Knocked down by Trey Brown this time. 2 for 2 for Trey. It'll be third and goal. Dr. Tim Shannon, Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively, proud to present the junior captains of the game with your OU team captains at each OU home game. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com. That's a feature that they also do during basketball season, which, Teddy, starts Wednesday afternoon for the women, night for the men. Doubleheader in the Lloyd Noble Center this Wednesday. It's basketball.
How about that? That kind of came out of nowhere, right? At least for me it did. I can only focus on one thing at a time, so I don't know how you're going to handle this.
I'll let you know when we get on the plane Friday. I'll let you know how they did. Sooners play, the men play UTSA, Steve Henson's team, Wednesday night. Got a couple of really good players, UTSA does. And then next Saturday, when we're in Morgantown for football, they will be in Orlando for basketball, taking on Johnny Dawkins and UCF. That'll be a lot of fun. Some individual numbers, and then we'll hear from Ramondre Stevenson as we wrap up our Taco Mayo final stats. Taco Mayo Fresh Max, fresh ingredients built to order. Mentioned Rattler's number, 17 of 24 for 301, four touchdowns, no picks. Ramondre Stevenson ends up 26 carries, 141 yards tonight, 5.4 yards per carry. Mikey Henderson, 3 for 20. T.J. Pledger, 7 for 18. Receiving, Mims, 3 catches, 65 yards. Henderson, 3 for 61 and a score. Stevenson, 3 for 54. Weiss, 2 for 40 and two touchdowns. Both of Theo's catches tonight were touchdown catches. Drake Stoops, 2 for 20. Jeremiah Hall, 1 catch, 30 yards and a touchdown. Charleston Rambo, 1 for 18. Braden Willis, 1 for 15. Sooners leading tacklers tonight, Woody Washington and Brian Asamoah, each had 8. For the Cowboys, Shane Illingworth, 5 for 21 passing for 71 yards and a touchdown. Spencer Sanders, 10 for 19 for 97 yards. He had one interception. Chuba Hubbard, 8 carries, 44 yards tonight. A little hard to believe you only give that guy the ball 8 times.
I know. Yep. Pretty interesting. Such a weird game plan or called game from Oklahoma State. Way too conservative late. Didn't test the down the field very much with Tylan Wallace and Chuba Hubbard. Yeah, I mean, limited opportunities. Had a couple of plays where he got out of there, but they had to get away from it early on, but just could never find any rhythm.
L.D. Brown, 10 carries, 23 yards. Tylan Wallace, their leading receiver, just 4 catches, though, tonight for 68 yards. He did not score. And Rodriguez, excuse me, had 11 tackles to lead the way for Oklahoma State. Ramondre Stevenson, big fourth quarter to put the game away. He's downstairs with Chris.
Hi, Toby. We're here with Ramondre Stevenson. I've asked this question to just about everyone. But the running game starts off like a ball of fire. Mm-hmm. And then he reached a couple of series where it struggles a bit, and you get back on track. Mm-hmm. What was the key to getting things back on track?
Just sticking with things. It was a great defense, so we just had to stick with it. Not do nothing extra or anything. We just had to stick with it, and I think we did a good job, and we got the running game going a little bit.
So I learned that the trick play was called the Godfather. I mean, you took 2 snaps tonight. I mean, what's up with that, right?
yeah, we got, you know, Coach Riley always coming up. He's a genius, so he got a lot of stuff up his sleeve.
What did you feel like? How did it feel for you out there tonight, just whenever you're able to completely wear down a defensive front like you guys were able to?
It feels great. I think that's how you win football games, especially tough ones against great defenses. So that's what we had to do, and I think we did that tonight.
Since the moment you've come back, Ramondre, we've talked about this a lot. It's not just that bowling ball running over people. You're more elusive. You've cut better. I mean, what's kind of key that for you this year?
I pride myself on being like a versatile back. Even though I'm a bigger back, I like to be pretty versatile, so I could do everything, make people miss, run people over, and get first downs, things like that.
All right, 2 more quick ones, and I'll let you get out. Your offensive line, really, Creed Humphrey brought a lot of energy tonight. Kind of take me through how they've keyed you and what you've seen from their growth and development.
Those guys are hungry to get better each practice. I love those guys up front, and they're just anxious to get better each practice, and I love that about them, and we're going to keep going up.
You know, we were talking about Ronnie, and you jumped in, too. The crowd was great tonight, and you guys came out like a ball of energy. What do you key that great start that you guys had tonight?
It's bedlam. We're going to come out with energy, and we tried to keep it all 4 quarters, and, yeah, the crowd was great. I thought we had 80,000 in there tonight.
All right, going forward, feel good about things?
Yes, sir. We keep going up.
All right, man, congrats on the win, Ramondre.
Appreciate you.
Ramondre right. Stevenson, Teddy, I'm thinking, like, you helped me think here, the great linebacker you are, okay, so they're lined up, and right before the snap, Rattler and Stevenson move. So maybe you pick up on that. Surely you pick up on that. Maybe you don't. But the snap comes right to Stevenson. So now we're in a Wildcat situation. Mm-hmm. So you're probably thinking, you know, uh-oh, alert Wildcat situation. He hands off to Rattler, who's sweeping right. Now you know the quarterback's got the ball on the perimeter.
Do you?
Meanwhile, there's a wide receiver coming the other way, and you think, oh, we got to make sure we got contain on the other side. And, oh, by the way, somebody forgot to cover the fullback slipping out of the backfield.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you, defensively, a lot of times you don't see any of that stuff. You react to the way the offensive line blocks. Like, the offensive line takes you to what the play is. So you'll have your eyes on a key, but you'll react to the way the offensive line's blocking it. And it's just strange because I don't know. It was one of those things where you never really knew where the football was, because if you direct snap it to the running back, well, I'm just trying to play it in my mind, like, and he does the little fake to the quarterback. You're probably thinking, well, he's not going to give it right back to the quarterback. That doesn't make much sense. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's just
a reverse zone read.
It's one of those things where it's like a fire drill. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as
do the best you can,
just be somewhere. It doesn't matter where, just be somewhere. But you're probably caught in no man's land where you're like, is it a run? Is it a pass? Do I drop back? Where's my guy? You know, it's crazy. And if you watched Jeremiah Hall on it, I've only seen the replay once, but he holds his block on the guy on the edge forever. And the guy he's blocking is trying to fight out after he sees that Spencer has the ball. He's trying to fight out for contain Spencer Rattler. And he blocks him for forever and then finally releases him, and then that's when Rattler dumps it to him. So
brilliant.
It's fantastic play. I need to know why it's the Godfather, if that's just something totally random.
There's got to be like a famous quote in the Godfather that somehow relates to that play. Fortunately, we have a one-hour TV show with him on Tuesday night.
The only reason I was thinking that it was called The Godfather is maybe if it's like an old Mike Leach design.
I've never seen that play before. You've seen a lot more football than me. You ever seen that?
No.
No.
Nope. At least I don't think so. Who knows?
It's Bud Light postgame show. Whenever there's a Sooner game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly. More to come. Still a couple more segments for you. We got some more stats to throw your way, and we'll hear from Calvin Thibodeau. Sooners win 41-13. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner football has been brought to you by MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa credit and debit card. Allstate, protecting you has no offseason. You're in good hands with Allstate. And by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Sanders has it, looks left, looks back right, steps up under pressure, hit at the five, and he's down. It's a sack. It'll be fourth down of the clock run. Victory formation, Rattler takes a knee, and he won't have to do it again. Clock says 30 seconds. Lincoln Riley starts the jog. He's headed for Mike Gundy. 20 seconds to go as the teams are shaking hands already.
Sooners win it tonight, 41-13. Our Pizza Hut delivery of the game, the trick play tonight, the Godfather, they call it, really was a dagger there in the fourth quarter. Spencer Rattler to Jeremiah Hall, Pizza Hut. When OU wins, you win free pizza. Visit Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut for more details. And thanks to Pizza Hut for bringing us their new Beyond Meat pizzas here tonight for the postgame show. They were fantastic. It's not real meat, but it tastes just like it. It's amazing. Check it out for a limited time at Pizza Hut. How about the I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse?
Yeah.
How about that, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe he suckered him into it by making the guy that Jeremiah Hall's blocking out there. He made him an offer. He had to go chase
free shot at the
Rattler.
Quarterback, right?
Yeah, he had
free
to.
Free shot at the quarterback. Come on.
Couldn't help himself. Last audio of the night, Chris Plank with Sooner defensive line coach Calvin Thibodeau.
All right, guys, we wrap up our locker room interviews with Calvin Thibodeau. Teddy Lehman said it at one point, and I love it. He goes, that defensive line is eaten. I mean, what this D-line, just getting out to the quarterback, Tibbs, you got to feel pretty good right now.
Yeah, just excited about the group, man. These guys are coming together, and it's exciting to see. And, you know, get the results we are getting, man. It's a credit to those guys and their hard work.
All right, I promise you three questions, and I'll get you out. So here we go. Number one, that running game is impressive that Oklahoma State has. From your perspective in the preparation, what were your guys really able to do tonight to slow it down?
Penetration, and we wanted to be gap sound. you know, while we got the results we wanted, we probably could have played better. You know, as a coach, you're always going to look on that tape and say, man, we could have been better. But, we got penetration. We were sound. We were in our gaps. And, you know, we were able to, you know, kind of put a halt on that run game, man. They've been impressive all year. So to get those results, really proud of the group.
It's hard because I've asked just about everyone this question to pinpoint one thing. Everyone's kind of had a different thing, the crowd, the preparation, but this team was shot out of a cannon tonight. So what did you see? Or I mean, was there something in the preparation where you just knew this team was going to get off to a fast start?
Just you feel the team gelling together.
Right.
You know, it had nothing to do with Oklahoma State. It's just we're playing at a, you know, we feel like we're playing at a high level. And, you know, we're coming together. And, you know, you mix Sooner Nation being in the stadium. you mix, you know, having 2 weeks to prepare for a team. And then you mix a bunch of guys that are just eager to improve, and you get those results.
And then finally, going forward now, this defense has played really well. What's the key to continue to raise the ceiling and continue to get better? You guys control your own destiny for the Big 12 championship, West Virginia, Baylor, Wake. What's the key to continue to improve?
We just got to keep that chip on our shoulders. We got to, you know, focus on the small things, be consistent. Be consistent with our preparation and just continue to have that hunger to be better. I think as a coach, it's easier to coach off the wins. You know, we can really, you know, really go get after these guys and point out things that we could have been better at. It's easier to teach off a win. But these guys are motivated and they see what they're capable of. When they see that, it's easy for you as a coach.
Gotcha. Coach, congrats on the win. Good luck this week. Enjoy Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, I will.
See you, Coach.
Thanks.
Calvin Thibodeau. Sooner fans, come visit the best place to gear up on your favorite OU products, the Sooner Shop. The official fan shop of OU Athletic, located right here on the west side of Gaylord Family, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Curbside pickup also available. Official retailer of Unhitch the Wagon, the number one stocking stuffer in Sooner Nation this year. A couple of stats here. OU's won 6 straight bedlams. 60 straight times now they've scored at least 28 points. I added that. It's not on there. 23rd straight time they have won in this month of November, Teddy. 23 straight wins in November. Lincoln Riley now 14-0 in championship November. Turnover margin now even on the year. Sooners forced the only turnover tonight.
Making their way back. And back to the month of November thing, I think it is a – I think that's a really interesting, cool trait that a team – you know, always year after year is getting better as the season goes on, doesn't peak too early, doesn't lose focus, doesn't, you know, knock on wood, lose a bunch of guys to injury. And when they do lose a guy to injury, other guys can step in and fill that void. I think that is a really, really interesting and impressive feat.
There haven't been Novembers over these last few years when they've been undefeated and can't afford a loss.
Right.
They've always been a little bit behind the eight ball that if they're going to get to a championship or get to a playoff, they've had to run the table, and they've been able to do it time and time again. They have now outscored their opponents in the first quarter this year, 124-17. Another fast start tonight launched them on their way. They jumped out 21-0, led 21-7 after one. And we're headed to Morgantown up next. We'll take our final postgame timeout when we come back, a final lap of the scoreboard, and a peek ahead to our trip to West V, the Sooners and the Mountaineers. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Welcome back for the final time to Owen Field. Sooners win Bedlam 41-13 tonight. Let's take a look at the Jana King clean sweep of scores from around the country. A couple of games still going on involving top 25 teams. USC taking on Utah. First game of the year for Utah. USC leading 24-17 and knocking on the door again. Boise State up 19-3 on Hawaii nearing halftime. Alabama, number one Alabama, no problem with Kentucky tonight. They beat them 63-3. Ohio State got a scare but hung on to beat Indiana 42-35. Florida, 38-17 win at Vandy. Cincinnati still unbeaten, Ted, 36-33 win at UCF.
That's a good win by them. We know how dangerous Central Florida's offense can be. Dylan Gabriel and that crew put up a ton of points, a ton of yards. Cincinnati, we know their defense is good, but their offense has really started to come together. And was it Ritter, quarterback there, is a pretty explosive player. So Cincinnati's a legitimate football team.
Still got to play Tulsa, though.
Yeah.
And Tulsa's living a magical carpet ride season right now, so maybe they'll keep it going.
Whatever you do, do not get up by 14 points in the second half. You're going to lose if you play Tulsa.
BYU's unbeaten, 66-14 win over North Alabama. Northwestern is unbeaten, Ted. 17-7 win over Wisconsin today.
That's a big-time win now. That's a big win. Northwestern undefeated. And I don't know, watching Ohio State today against Indiana, and maybe it was a bad outing by Ohio State. I don't know. Didn't get a chance to watch a whole lot of that football game. But it at least lets you – gets into your mind that Ohio State's not bulletproof.
Yeah, they looked a little vulnerable, didn't they?
So who knows what could happen if those two end up matching up in the Big Ten championship.
Oregon 38-35 win over UCLA out west. Georgia beats Mississippi State. They got a battle 31-24 between the hedges. Coastal Carolina still unbeaten. 34-23 win over App State. Iowa State shuts out K-State today. A very impressive win by the Cyclones. 45-0.
That is impressive. Breece Hall, I think he had about a buck 35, couple of touchdowns. Brock Purdy finally had a performance like what we expected of him. Really efficient game. I think he was like 16 of 20, couple of touchdowns himself. So that if you get that Iowa State football team where they're clicking on both sides of the ball, they're incredibly dangerous.
Well, I haven't scientifically broken down all the tiebreakers and stuff, but I think, just off the top of my head, could be wrong, no promises, I think OU, Iowa State, and Texas now all control their own destiny. OU wins out, they're in. Iowa State wins out, obviously they're in. I think if Texas wins out, they're in too, because they'd have to beat Iowa State to get there. Oklahoma State at this point, I believe, is going to need some help, but again, don't hold me to that. There's a lot of convoluted tiebreaker scenarios in there.
They need Oklahoma to lose and Iowa State to win out, right?
Oklahoma State?
Yes.
Yeah, because they don't have a tiebreaker with OU or Iowa State, and it's going to be hard for Iowa State to get the three losses. So their best bet is probably for OU to lose in Morgantown. NC State hands Liberty a loss, 15-14. Auburn, 30-17 winner over Tennessee. And that's it for Top 25. That's your Janet King clean sweep of scores from around the country. Janet King is the king of clean. Let's take a look at this week's upcoming Sooner Athletic events. We will be in West Virginia next Saturday. We do not yet know a kickoff time. Should find that out on Monday morning, if not before that. Maybe tomorrow we'll know that kick time. We have never been to Morgantown for anything other than night games. So I'm just kind of assuming we're going to have a night game, although I'm really pulling for the 11 a.m. Big Fox window.
You and me both. Now, I'll say this. It is a year of first. We
That's
had
right.
our first primetime bedlam here in Norman, so maybe we'll have
Let's
our first day game out there in Morgantown.
The Texas-Iowa State game, by the way, next week in Austin, huge game in the Big 12. That is on Friday, folks, the day after Thanksgiving at 11 a.m. That'll be the 11 a.m. post-Thanksgiving Friday kickoff. Texas has traditionally played that game on Friday. Used to be A&M. Texas and Texas A&M would play the Friday after Thanksgiving for years. They get Iowa State this year in a big one.
Who would you prefer to play if we happen to win out? Would you prefer
tough question
to play Texas or Iowa State?
A tough question because OU Texas is always so much fun. The thought of doing it again for the Big 12 championship is appealing. But OU would have revenge on their side against Iowa State, and they wouldn't against Texas. So I don't know that I have a huge preference. You?
It's so strange
to
say.
I just want them to be there.
Right. It's so strange to say. I think Iowa State is a better football team, but I think Texas is more dangerous to us.
You're not crazy. Texas has talent, and even though Sam Ehlinger does not have a great record against OU, you're still kind of nervous about the guy, right?
No, and you know, just having watched Brock Purdy, you know, Breece Hall's had a great year, but I just don't know that they have the offensive firepower to be able to beat.
Let's don't get counting chickens. What about West Virginia?
Hey, I think you know me. I think West Virginia is a really good football team.
You've been high on West Virginia all year.
I think defensively they are incredibly stout. I think offensively, you know, with Letty Brown in that running game, and Jarrett Daigie has had a heck of a season under the radar. No one's even talking about him, and he's put together a heck of a year there. So I think West Virginia is a well-coached football team. I mean, they stomped TCU last weekend.
They've played great at home this year.
Yeah,
not great on the road, but they have played great at home. That'll be a stiff test next Saturday whenever we play. Whatever the game time's announced, pregame show 2 hours prior here on the Sooner Radio Network. This look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU. Before I move on, I do want to remind you, basketball starts Wednesday. Sherry Cole Sooners will tip at noon in the Lloyd Noble Center against Houston in their season opener. Brian Brinkley will have the call all year long for you on the Sooner Radio Network. His pregame will start at 11:30 on Wednesday morning. And that night, Wednesday night, Lon Kruger Sooners, they are loaded this year. This is going to be a very fun season. 7 o'clock tip against Steve Henson's UTSA Roadrunners. Kevin Henry, my good friend, joins me for the call again this year. We'll be on the air with you starting at 6:30. Anything else before we get out of here, Theodore?
No, I'm just glad to have another win, Bedlam win, big one, and our defense and really our entire team is starting to peak at the right time.
Nicely done, friend. We'll see you at the airplane on Friday.
Yes, sir.
The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Thanks to the best crew in college football again tonight, Teddy Lehman, Chris Plank, Gabe Eichert, spotter Greg Tripp Blackwood, Dennis Stats Kelly back at Mission Control tonight. Our engineer and producer, Michael Dean. Michael, his final home game at Owen Field, 30 years with the Sooner Radio Network. This is not goodbye. Michael will be with us next week in Morgantown. He'll be with us for the postseason. But the final one here at Owen Field. Michael, do you remember the first game you produced here at Owen Field?
You'd think that I would. I don't.
Okay. I can tell you it was 30 years ago.
Yeah. I've been to a few games since then.
What a run. And so many great sentiments flowing in tonight on social media congratulating Michael on an amazing career. But he'll be with us next week. This is not yet goodbye. I can't stand the thought of it. I will tear up, I promise you, but it's not yet tonight. Michael, a great job again tonight, as well as Daniel Anderson back in our Sooner Network studio. Final score one final time from Owen Field here in Norman. Bedlam 115 goes to the Sooners. It was Oklahoma 41 and Oklahoma State 13. Until next Saturday in Morgantown, this is Toby Rowland saying Sooners win and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, Sooner football has been brought to you by Homeland Grocery, locally owned by our employees. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by OU Medicine, number one in the field. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.